Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everybody? And good morning. Today is Tuesday, June 24th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. I hope you all had a very good start to the week. Obviously, was monitoring the weather the last few days, knew it was going to be super hot on Monday, over 100 degrees in Philadelphia. It felt like 110 degrees at one point. I stepped outside just to feel what it was like. And let me tell you, it felt really hot. Like, I knew it was going to be hot, but man, I think in my head, I was a little bit like, how hot could it really feel? And yeah, it was definitely super hot. So I hope you all stayed safe. Hope none of you guys had any weather or heat related issues happen. And later this week, it'll cool down. But for today, let's get into everything going on with the Eagles. And as hot as it is outside, that's about as slow as it is with the Eagles. They've managed to go the first week, 2 weeks or so, without any big stories, big things happening as the team is in their off-season break, like that six-week span where they truly get time off. But one thing that was announced, and I think we're all waiting for something like this to happen, considering when the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2017, we all know Doug Peterson famously wrote a book. Well, the first book is out from an Eagles player, or at least has been announced, and that book is by Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts will be, or I should say has already, written a children's book. Won't come out until spring 2026. Seems weird to me. Why not just release it now? It's a kid book. It's a kid's book. How many pages could it be? It's clearly already written. They have the cover. Why not just capitalize on it now? But regardless, apparently it's releasing spring 2026. Very weird timing, in my opinion. But the book is called Better Than a Touchdown. And according to the press release, it centers on a boy, also named Jalen, with big dreams of joining his school football team. When he learns that the team has been cut, however, Jalen and his friends must figure out a way to save it. The Eagles released video of Jalen Hurts talking about the book, and here's what he had to say.
It's always been a dream of mine to have my own children's book. And today, that dream finally comes true. My debut book, Better Than a Touchdown, is now available for pre-order. With this book, I'm excited to extend some of my lessons learned throughout my journey to the next generation. And hopefully it strikes a chord of resilience and encourages our kids, the reader, whomever, to believe in themselves. I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for the lessons learned, the mentorship, and books just like mine.
So pretty cool overall. I mean, I never had the issue with Doug writing a book. Like, after the Super Bowl. When those things happen, most of the time, let's be honest, it's not the person writing the book. Doug probably did, I don't know, 10 hours of interviews. Someone else wrote the book. And then, yeah, you go on a press tour and you do that type of thing. And that can be time consuming. But when you win the Super Bowl and you have a chance to make money and do this type of stuff, I have a hard time telling people no. I think that there are certainly times to pass on certain things. But Doug writing the book, I think, only aged poorly because of how 2018, 2019, and 2020 went. If he writes that book and they go back to the Super Bowl in 2018, Alshon catches that pass, we're probably not talking about it in the same light. Now, what Doug did, I do think, is different than what Jalen Hurts is doing. This kid's book, which I have not seen, let's be honest, there's probably less than 1,000 words in it. He probably didn't actually write the book. I'm sure he had something to do with creating the plot and all that, but I would think he didn't actually spend time writing the book, safe to say, although I think he is a drawer or at least has a history or at least has interest in drawing. Regardless, sure, he didn't know. I mean, I'm sure he did not draw the book. So pretty cool thing for him to do. Brandon Graham did it earlier this offseason. Brandon Graham obviously retired. But I wouldn't view this in the same light as the Doug Peterson thing. I wouldn't view this as, oh, here's a guy writing a book coming off the Super Bowl. Kids' books, very different type, in my opinion. Don't think this really counts. So cool for him to put it out there. And in spring 2026, when this thing gets released, we'll see how the 2025 season goes. It definitely has a chance to be something, let's be honest, people make fun of online. If Jalen has a bad year, things don't go well, not everyone's loving him the way they are now, the book release might not come across the way it is now. So if I were them, if they're listening, my advice, release that bad boy now. Don't wait until spring 2026. Strike while the iron is hot. In other Jalen Hurts news, Peyton Manning was recently part of Fanatics Fest, which I will say did seem like a cool event. Lots of Eagles were there. I saw Nick Foles. I saw Brandon Graham. Cooper DeJean was there. And what was funny is, you know, I see the stage. I see the picture of them up on stage. And it's like Nick Foles, Super Bowl legend. Brandon Graham, Super Bowl legend. And I'm like, oh, and Cooper's there. And then my mind just took a second and went, oh, also a Super Bowl legend. So it's, you know, still processing that as the way we view Brandon Graham and Nick Foles will be how we view Cooper DeJean in 5 years. And now Cooper has a chance. Obviously, he's just his rookie. So he has a chance, unlike Foles kind of did, to build his legacy as an Eagle. Brandon Graham built his legacy as an Eagle after that. I mean, a large portion of it was prior to 2017. But yeah, so it was cool to see Cooper DeJean up there. But regardless, the Fanatics Fest seemed really cool, and as part of it, Peyton Manning was up on stage, and he was asked about his top five list with quarterbacks or something, and he said this story about Jalen, and I think that it was pretty kind of telling, and I think it gave an insight into Jalen that maybe we don't always appreciate. So here's Peyton Manning talking about something Jalen Hurts said the last time Peyton Manning released his top quarterback list.
Guys, and Jalen Hurts texted me like 20 minutes later, I didn't make your list, and now Jalen's mad at me. So no list today. Look, I'm a quarterback defender. I'm a quarterback fan. I know how hard it is to play, and so I pull hard for quarterbacks, and so no list this year.
So I think what this shows, and I'm sure that the text to Peyton Manning from Jalen was probably playful. The two have a good relationship. Jalen has a good relationship with the Manning family. But I think what this shows is Jalen definitely sees what people say, and he definitely uses it as motivation. And I think that's fine. I think that is fine for an athlete to do. We all like to tell athletes, don't read what people say. Don't listen to WIP. Don't scroll Twitter. But it's impossible not to. First of all, a lot of athletes that are pro athletes now have grown up with social media. They don't know a world without social media. I'm 37. I mean, MySpace was, I guess, the first social media. AIM, you could argue with social media. I don't really think it was Instant Messenger I'm talking about, for those that might not know. But a lot of kids have grown up with Twitter. I mean, almost their entire adult life. If you're 26 right now, you probably grew up like from when you were 10, 11, 12, however long Twitter's been around, with it the whole time. Instagram, almost the whole time. So it's kind of impossible not to live a life where you're not checking social media all the time. Now, how did Jalen see Peyton Manning's top five list whenever he saw it? Who knows? Maybe someone told him. Maybe it was during the Manning cast. But the idea that Jalen, as much as he talks about, you know, ignoring rat poison and not caring what people say, I am sure he is very aware of the fact that despite winning the Super Bowl, there are some people that still don't view him as an elite quarterback, or some people that still don't view him as one of the best in the league, or felt he got carried to the title, all those things. Wouldn't shock me if he saw top 11 week in WIP and how much people talked about that. So I think the idea that Jalen doesn't know what people are saying is just not true. We've heard him mention press conferences. One day he'll write a book and it'll be really interesting. You know, when he won the NFC the first time in 2022, he made some type of comment about how some people didn't want him here. Jalen, for whatever you think of him as a player, everyone knows where I stand. You know, everyone has opinions on Jalen. But for whatever you think of him, he clearly has had an entire life of people doubting him, right? Went to Alabama, had to transfer. Went to Oklahoma, almost won the Heisman, second round pick. Drafted the Eagles as a backup. Tried to trade him after 2021. Counted out after 2023. Wins a Super Bowl, still not really given credit for it. So he can definitely use things as motivation. And I think it's obvious he hears all of it. And I think it's good for him to use it as motivation. Maybe that's what the next children's book will be about, right? Peyton's Top 5 by Jalen Hurts. Would be funny if he did that. Next up, I saw this clip, and to be honest, I'm not really sure where it's from. It looks like Jordan Mailata was taking part in some type of football camp, you know, working with offensive linemen, and he gave a long speech to one of the kids about leadership. And I wanted to talk about what he had to say. So here's Jordan Mailata talking to a kid about leadership and what he wants from him. So I've two thoughts on this. One, Jordan Mailata talks a lot about learning from the people around him and how lucky he is to have come into a locker room with Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce. I think you can hear Jason and Lane in Jordan right there. I think Jordan, and I mean this in a positive way, is almost mimicking what he's seen Lane do for him, Jason Kelce do for him, Jason Kelce do for you know, Cam Jurgens, Jason Peters. He wasn't here when Jason Peters was, but you know, Lane has had people help him. Jordan, to me, in that clip you just heard, sounds so much like an old veteran player. He sounds so much like somebody who wants to help, obviously, young players, but also is kind of mimicking and impersonating what people did for him. And I think that's a positive. And I also think it shows he is very ready and willing to step into that role for this team. Jordan definitely knows what to say. Jordan knows how things are perceived. You know, we just talked about how Jalen sees what people say about him. I think Jordan knows that him being a leader is good publicly, but I also think he knows in that building, it is counted on him to do that. He talked in the offseason press conference, you know, about how he told these young offensive tackles that they just drafted, Cam Williams and then Holland Pierce, who they didn't draft, but he was brought in, Miles Hinton out of Michigan. He told them that he wants to make them, right? He wants to make it so they're pushing him for his job. And if they're better than him and they win the job, then that's fine. And, you know, look, deep down, does Jordan hope that someone takes his job? No, I don't think so. But I do think Jordan has very willingly stepped into a big leadership role on the team. And you can hear that there, that he is, you know, essentially talking to someone the same way the older veterans talked to him when he was still learning football. So Jordan Mailata, the player, gets talked about a lot. I do think Jordan Mailata, the leader, because sometimes he can still be viewed as, you know, the guy that didn't play football and he does the singing and all that. He is a very serious individual when it comes to this. And I know how much it means to him that the players helped him. And you can hear there how much he wants to give that back. So I thought that was a cool clip of Jordan talking. Okay, on the other side, we're going to get into something we got into a few weeks ago, but have way more research on it now, thought about it way more, and I think I'm ready to place where I would put the 2025 Eagles in the grand schemes of all the teams in league history. So that'll be on the other side, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so a few Saturdays ago, me and James debated if the Eagles were one of the great teams of the salary cap era. And at the time, we used 2000 on just to discuss whether or not, you know, are the Eagles truly one of the best teams ever? And were they? I'm not going to get into the were they given enough respect thing. I'm just going to get into where do I think they rank among the best teams in NFL history? And I'm going to open it up, you know, past 2000. I'm going to do the Super Bowl era, right? Just the teams that competed for a Super Bowl. And so obviously this is all coming off of Saquon thinking they're a top five team of all time. I don't think the Eagles are a top five team of all time. Now, I'll preface this all by saying I think any team on this list could line up across from any other team on this list and beat them on any given day. So if I think the Eagles are the 25th best team of all time, I definitely think they could line up against the number one team and beat them. And so this is not so much about matchups and who could beat who, because, you know, the team I have seventh could match up well against a team that is third, but the team that is third in their era and their time and their accomplishments puts them ahead of it. So just to be clear about this, I think the 2024 Eagles are talented enough and playing their best football, they could beat any team in NFL history. That does not, though, mean they are the best team in NFL history. I think that's a difference. That when you are comparing a team from 2024 to a team in the 1980s, you just have to look at resume. I think that's really the only way you can look at it. So with the 2024 Eagles, let's just take a quick look at their resume again, right? So 18-3 overall. They didn't get a first round bye. They were seventh in points for on offense, second in points against on defense. So excuse me. The arguments for them being an all-time great team, obviously won the Super Bowl, puts them in the discussion. All-time great rushing attack, probably the best rushing attack of all time. Their running back, Saquon Barkley, rushed for more yards than any other running back in NFL history behind an offensive line that is arguably the best in NFL history. Another argument for him, pure talent, just unreal pure talent. Every single spot on the roster, honestly, the starters, you could argue has Pro Bowl potential. So just unbelievable talent. Another argument they have is they beat the Chiefs, a team that was going for a three-peat. So the Chiefs are an all-time great team and they beat them. So that adds to their resume. If you're the Los Angeles Rams that won the Super Bowl a few years ago, there's no extra cachet in beating the Cincinnati Bengals. Much like the 2017 Eagles beating the Patriots added to their Super Bowl. So an argument for the Eagles being an all-time great team is they beat the Chiefs. And then I also think you have to look at the fact that they won their last two games by a combined 50 points. Just utter domination for the final 2 weeks. So the arguments for all-time great rushing attack, pure talent, beat the Chiefs, and won the last two games, obviously the championship game in the Super Bowl, by 50 points. That's the arguments for. The arguments against going into this list, in my opinion, is this. They were not first in the league in offense or defense. They didn't have an historically great offense overall. They didn't have an historically great defense overall. They did not finish first in the NFC. That's not the end of the world, but they weren't even the best team arguably in the NFC all year. They didn't have an historically great record. They had a great record, obviously, and they were, what, like 15-1 after the bye or whatever it was. So they did have a stretch of being historically great, but they weren't undefeated. They didn't only lose one game. I mean, they had legitimate losses on their record. You can say, well, if Saquon doesn't drop it, they beat the Falcons. Well, Saquon did drop it. If Jalen didn't get hurt against Washington, they win that game. Well, Jalen did get hurt. So I think they didn't do anything historically great in terms of wins or losses. And they didn't have the regular season MVP. Again, not the end of the world. But when you look at the 2024 Eagles, other than the Saquon rushing, I'm not sure what makes them stand out from a historic perspective. You could, again, say winning the final two games by 50 points, but there have been teams that have dominated games for sure, like Super Bowls, the Seahawks did it and all that. So I don't know what stands out right now about the Eagles as being historically great. So what teams do I think have an argument for being better than the Eagles? First, let's look at the teams from before 2000, simply because we already did a little bit of the post 2000. So look, I am no history expert. We have talked about this. Me and James educates me. Joe DeCamera educates me. So I did my research on these teams. And if you disagree with some of them, definitely call in to Go Birds. I'd love to hear from you. But here are the teams just based off resume that I think would be ahead of the Eagles. So first up, the 1972 Dolphins. They went undefeated. So they get ahead of the Eagles. 1978 Steelers, they went 17-2 and they have 10 Hall of Fame players. So I think the record is special, and I think having 10 Hall of Fame players. Now, the Eagles could end up with a decent amount of Hall of Fame players. Lane Johnson, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, I think probably the best chance right now, and Jason Kelce. Sorry. Well, Jason Kelce wasn't on the team, my bad. So Lane, Jalen, and Saquon, I think, have the best chance of everyone on the roster currently. Then you can look at guys that have potential to do it. Jalen Carter, Mailata, A.J. Brown. So they could definitely end up with a few Hall of Famers. But the 1978 Steelers had 10 Hall of Famers. The 1985 Chicago Bears, 18-1 record. Buddy Ryan's defense viewed as historically great. That's what makes them special. I mean, it's a saying, the 85 Bears. So I think those three teams definitely ahead of them. The 84 49ers, 18-1 record, number one defense in the NFL, second best offense overall, all-time great quarterback and wide receiver, obviously. So I would say the Niners because of the record, the offense, and the defense put ahead of them. The 92 Cowboys. So this one I think is a little bit debatable. 16-3 record overall, which isn't like crazy. Now they did have a top five offense and defense, and they repeated the next year. And I think that should be taken in consideration a little bit. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, the 2025 Eagles win the Super Bowl, then the 2024 Eagles, I think, move up, if that makes sense. That once they repeat, you have to then think about with that same core, that 2024 team looks better. So the Cowboys win it in 93. The 92 team, I think, goes ahead of the Eagles. The 76 Oakland Raiders, 16-1 record overall, seven Hall of Fame players. And when you have John Madden, I do think that matters. So I would put the Raiders ahead of them. The 98 Broncos, they had the first round bye, a 17-2 record. Terrell Davis, John Elway, Hall of Fame quarterback. I would put them ahead of them. The 2007 Patriots were 18-0. The point differential of 315, 50 passing touchdowns by Tom Brady. Yes, they didn't win the Super Bowl, but that's an all-time great team. And so I personally think that 2007 Patriots team was better than the 2024 Eagles. Now we obviously these are some post 2000 at this point, but the 2016 Patriots 17-2, third in scoring, first in defense, and then the 1986 Giants 17-2, they get a first round bye. So I have before 2000, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams before the year 2000 that I would put ahead of the Eagles. So before we get to the year 2000, I have the Eagles as the 9th best team in NFL history. Now, after 2000, I think the teams that you could say are better than the Eagles since the year 2000. The 2004 Patriots, top 5 offense and defense, they go 14-2. The 2013 Seahawks, their defense only gave up 14.5 points per game. They were the number one seed. They smoked the Broncos. So they have a lot of things the Eagles have, but their defense was better. And Russell Wilson at this point, probably a halt. Well, Jalen might be tied with him at this point, but regardless, I think you might have to give the edge to Russell Wilson. The 2014 Patriots, 4th best offense, 8th best defense. They beat the Seahawks. I think just because of the run they went on and because of Tom Brady, I'd give them the edge, but I think this one is pretty close. The 2016 Patriots, 1st in offense, 3rd in defense, 14-2 record. I'd put them ahead. In the 2019 Chiefs, they have Mahomes. They're the one seed, top 5 offense. The defense was 7th, but I think like Mahomes, Brady, Montana, like you got it when teams have those quarterbacks, I think Jalen has not yet earned the right to be put ahead of them. So better than the Eagles after 2000, in my opinion, would be The 04 Patriots, the 13 Seahawks, the 14 Patriots, the 16 Patriots, and the 19 Chiefs. So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams. So right now I have, let me recount here, the 19 Chiefs, 16 Patriots, 14 Patriots, 13 Seahawks, 04 Patriots is 5 teams, and then 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So I have the Eagles, in my opinion, as the 14th best team overall. Then there are 3 debatable teams. So you could say the 05 Steelers, 11-5 record, 9th on offense, 3rd on defense. The 03 Patriots, part of a dynasty, 14-2 record. Their offense was not very good, but their defense was elite. And then the 01 Patriots, top 6 offense, defense, 11-5 record. So if you want to give all 3 of those teams the edge, then the Eagles would be 18th, I believe. If you want to give them the edge over all those teams, then they would be 15th, if I'm right off the top of my head. But regardless, this is where I fell on the Eagles after doing all the research that I did. I think that they are. It depends how you define it. If you would consider a top 20 team in NFL history one of the best teams of all time, and I think that's fair, then I think the 2024 Eagles are one of the best teams of all time. I do not think they have the resume yet to be considered a top 5 team. I don't think they have the resume yet to be considered a top 10 team, but I do think you could put them in the top 15 if you wanted, or if you wanted to be particularly harsh towards them, you could put them in the top 20. But I don't think there are 20 teams in NFL history that have a better resume on paper than the 2024 Eagles. And again, as I started this by saying, I think the Eagles could line up against any of these teams and beat them on any given day, much like I think any of these teams could line up and beat the Eagles on any given day. But next year, when the Eagles have a chance to repeat, it will definitely add to the 04 Eagles. If they're the 2024 Eagles, if they are able to beat and win, to beat that, to make any sense, if they're able to win another Super Bowl, then I think it helps their all-time ranking. So we'll see next year if they're able to do that. But right now, like I said, somewhere between 15th and 20th is where I'd put them, and I'd probably land around 17th or 18th for them on an all-time team. So that'll do it for today's episode of Go Birds Daily. Thank you so much for listening during these dog days of summer. It means the world to me. You guys take a half hour out of your day to listen to the pod. It's very nice of you to do. So until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.